life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. And lately, I can smell what's coming out of the building on Main Street.
Down on Main Street.
At the Kirby Grill. In 1873, Historic Occasions is another Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. We say hello to Tim Riley and Loretta Welch. Thanks for getting up so early. How you guys doing? Good. She's shaking her head. You got to say yes or no on the radio. It's okay. Nobody can see you. It's okay. No, just the other day I was leaving the radio station and I went, I could smell you guys cooking. It was awesome. How are things at the Kirby Grill?
Doing great.
Yeah?
You know, really looking forward to the spring and summer season coming in. Getting ready to have the influx of tourists
yeah.
come in and,
all that
have
stuff.
A great summer.
How often do you change up the menu at the Kirby Grill?
We do twice
Kirby
a
House.
Year.
Yeah?
We do a spring-summer change and then a fall change.
So what have you added with the spring change?
We're working on that right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, you kind of change to more summery fare.
Yeah.
Lighter, you know, sandwiches and salads and
that kind of thing. When did Brussels sprouts become such a thing? I love that. I could eat them every day. Aren't they great, Loretta?
So delicious.
They really are good. And I know that you have them on your menu as well. All kinds of cool stuff. So what is your busiest day of the week at Kirby House?
Currently, it's going to be Saturdays.
Saturdays are the busiest
right
now.
Followed by, Fridays and then Sundays. Sundays are pretty solid, too.
Okay, and you also have another restaurant, which is called 1873 Historic Occasions, which you just opened up. What is different about that restaurant, Loretta?
1873, we just reopened in February,
mm-hmm.
And it's more of like upscale, fine dining,
okay.
Very intimate feel to it.
Okay, so just a little bit more upscale and more intimate.
Yes.
And sometimes people need that, you know. Sometimes people just want a quiet place to sit and talk and have a glass of wine and a nice meal. And other times they want live music and they want to be outside. When does the deck open up?
That's going to be mid to late May.
We'll okay.
start with the weekends. It really depends on the weather.
Yeah.
Here in Grand Haven, especially along the channel, it can still remain chilly late into
May.
Yeah,
that's true. You guys got some great bands coming to town, coming to the Kirby House as well. Yeah, I love your menu and I love your restaurant. It's always just a fun time. I know that you work closely with Grand Haven Main Street in terms of, you know, how does what they do help your businesses?
I think, you know, it's amazing that how the local business leaders, the stakeholders,
mm-hmm.
are part of that team, and they really drive, you know, the Grand Haven, the name of Grand Haven, and what's going on downtown, creating fun events
right.
for the social district has really helped us. And I just am so happy to be part of that group, that they will drive new creative events.
Yeah, there's been a lot. And then that drives people into your restaurant as well, right?
Yes.
I remember we ducked in there with my grandkids. My daughter was pregnant. I had two grandkids. It was hot. We were sweating. It was Coast Guard and it was really hot. And we ducked into the Kirby and got like an ice cream sundae. I just had to get out of the heat. The kids were crying. You guys were so good to us. We just needed a place to go. You know, and I don't think that 1873 would have been the place, but the Kirby was the place to go mm-hmm. at that time and place. And we just sat down, had some pops, ice cream sundaes. They stopped crying and all was well with the world. But it can just get so busy down here in the summer and whatnot. Are you hiring right now?
Yes, we are in full swing of hiring season.
Ah, okay. How old do you have to be to work for you guys? How old do you have to be?
So we suggest 16.
Okay.
That's usually where we start. We do have a couple 15-year-olds.
And that would be like a hostess position, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hostess and assé, which is like a busser.
That was my first job. I was a hostess in a restaurant. I loved it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
We hire a lot of college students.
Good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Make good money, work very hard during the summer, and then, you know, head back to school.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. I was always raised to be a big tipper. This is how I was raised. I just am. Just the way it is. But my mom was always really big on, tipping and just, you know, manners in a restaurant. And no, it's true in that kind of thing, you know. And I think we've kind of gotten a little bit away from that. But, tip well, please. Tip well. And sometimes if I go somewhere and I'm just sitting there watching a band and I'm not even eating, I'll leave a really big tip because I'm holding that table all night. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
it does. So they're going, yep.
Our staff appreciates that.
Well, you get that, right? If I'm going to watch my boyfriend's band and I'm not eating and I'm not drinking and I'm just a Diet Coke and I'm sitting there all night, I'll leave $25 on the table because I held that table all night. It's important to tip, right? And it's important if you don't like your meal to send it back, but send it back kindly and that kind of stuff. I mean, I know you see a lot in the restaurant business. A lot goes on, mm-hmm. you know? You could have a reality show right there.
We could.
At the Kirby House in 1873.
It does feel like it sometimes.
Any new desserts or anything like that?
Actually, our chef, Anders Sprite, has been making all the desserts himself. So we're doing a great cheesecake, a great chocolate tart, creme brulee. Those are all featured in 1873.
Creme brulee.
And he's making them all in-house.
I love this. Well, wonderful. You're hiring. So college kids, if you're home right now, or high school kids, you can hire them if they're 15. I know they can't work full-time hours or anything like that, but you probably have really flexible schedules and things like that.
We work around a lot of sports schedules.
Oh, that's good.
Schedules, extracurricular.
Activities. You hear that a lot. You know, I want them to get a job, but, you know, they got all this stuff going on, so it's good if you're able to do that.
Yes.
It's nice to see you here so early in the morning. It may not be early. It's early for a lot of people
this time of day.
It's
early for us in this
business.
Early.
Is it early? you're right. You're restaurant people. So, yeah, you're not up at this time of day where my day's half over, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
It really is. And I know. It's just, I know. When your evening's just getting started at Kirby House or 1873, I'm putting on my face mask and going to sleep. So there you have it. Tim Riley and Loretta, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to hanging out at the Kirby. And I'm telling you, when I walk out of that building and you guys are, I can just, the smells that come out of your buildings. It's amazing. It really, really is awesome. People can go to thegilmorecollection.com for details on the different restaurants, live music, all that kind of stuff. That's a good place to go.
Thank you very much. That
yeah.
works.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go down.